From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Masara Makani reports in the Times Union that the Albany area is expecting 500 refugees this fiscal year, while an affordable housing crisis throughout the Hudson Valley means there are few options for them. Tim Daugherty, executive director of the West Hill Refugee Welcome Center, said, and I quote, "We had everybody looking for an apartment and it just wasn't there. We don't know how many refugees are going to come, where we can even house them," end quote. Of the incoming residents, 100 come from Afghanistan. Rebecca Garrod, legislative director and housing advocate with Citizens Action of New York, said, and I quote, "The group is probably experiencing firsthand what income residents and communities of color in Albany have been experiencing for decades and has only worsened, which is a severe lack of affordable housing," end quote. The Albany Housing Authority wait list for public and Section 8 houses was around 10,000 before the COVID-19 pandemic. Now it is almost 13,400. A report recently showed Greene County with fewer houses and buildings than 10 years ago, thanks to decay, powerful global warming fueled storms, and other factors. Short-term rentals are way up, fueled by the lack of hotel rooms, taking more rental properties off the market. As the supply of housing shrinks, the demand has increased, especially since the pandemic. Under a capitalist system, when supply dwindles and demand increases, prices go up. And the pandemic has made it all worse. Garrod said, and I quote, "We know that a lot of income should be coming back to the landlords through emergency rental assistance, but there's a lack of patience. What we've seen is landlords increasing rents to recoup the losses they suffered during the pandemic," end quote. And developers make more money on high-end housing than affordable units, and governments locally have not stepped in to build new spaces. And Albany typically gets about 100 refugees a year, so five times that many is problematic. Ali Schaefering, a board member at the West Hill Refugee Welcome Center, said, and I quote, "The Refugee Resettlement Collaborative is having these big conversations and calling attention to the complicated historical and current factors that are truly contributing to this impossible situation," end quote. He added, and I quote, "We're having these conversations while also getting creative about housing solutions," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Jackie Lysik reports at the River Newsroom that in the Hudson Valley, 1 in 10 adults and 1 in 6 children experience hunger, according to Hunger Solutions New York, as just 31% of food produced in the Hudson Valley is sold here. In 2014, the group Community Foundations of Hudson Valley launched its Hudson Valley Farm Fresh Food Initiative, and in 2017 became the first nonprofit to license and customize Chow Match, an app connecting food donations to food pantries through a network of volunteers. The idea is to divert food that would have gone to waste with those in need. They call their version of the app Feed HV, where farmers can track donations by pallets and bushels and let volunteers go directly to a farm to glean or harvest excess produce for donation. The Hudson Valley Agribusiness Development Corporation now runs the app. Marianne Johnson, deputy director of HVADC, said, and I quote, "Feed HV fits with our holistic approach to food system development and investment in farms. The app provides our farmers with an option to make donations easy and places their food where it's needed. Feed HV has helped us fulfill our programmatic goals and move closer to our vision of a viable food system," end quote. So far, the app has diverted 378,487 pounds of food from the waste stream to hungry mouths and prevented 394 metric tons of carbon emissions from food waste and provided 350,706 meals to local families. And you can read more about this story at the River Newsroom. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that at the Citizen Budgets Committee annual gala, October 12th, Governor Kathy Hochul said she wants to make, and I quote, historic investments, end quote, in green infrastructure projects to counter climate change. Hochul said, and I quote, I am committed to New York making historic investments in smart, resilient, and green infrastructure. We're going to be rebuilding our roads and investing in water and climate infrastructure, leading the way on clean energy and transforming our airports and affordable housing as well, and delivering the public transportation system that New Yorkers deserve, end quote. Democrats in Congress have a similar plan, though two Democrats and Republicans may not let that happen. Hochul said, and I quote, we're going to be bold and aggressive because we have no choice. And that's how I am anyhow. And we could not have a better partner in federal government, and I'm a former member of Congress. I know how the levers of government are so incredibly powerful in Washington when they work closely with the states, end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.